Tracy.
And this is Sheila, and we are Spy Fat Chicks.
And we're going to talk about more Asian food today, because, you know, we're boring like that.
And we love Asian food. Asian is actually the name of the place that we just had lunch, but it's Asian with a Z or a Z, depending on what side of the border you're on.
And by the way, we're at Chapters in the Oshawa Center recording today, and I'm drinking my first Frappuccino in a year, maybe more. It's
delicious.
Exciting.
Maybe soy milk.
Yes.
You're going to try not to squeak the straw too much.
And get yelled at by Sheila when I do it. So Asian. It was recommended to us by Aubrey, one of our friends. She had gone there. She said we would really like it. It was really nice, and food was
really
great.
They have a great selection of different Asian foods.
In reasonably
priced.
Everything
from Japanese to Thai to Chinese.
It's the dreaded F word.
Fusion.
Not the fusion. It is kind of fusion-y, well, but that's okay because it's really good.
It's called a platter, or their subtext is a platter full of Asia.
Plate full of Asia.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
She's reading upside down, so not her fault. So the place, first off, has a huge menu. If you just look at the menu, you think you're going to like a regular Chinese food place that just has a massive selection.
I was really kind of surprised at how swanky the interior was.
Yeah, we expected, you know, going to the Great Wall downtown in Morgantown.
Right, or like you go up and you order your food and you pay for it and then you sit down and then they bring it out to you. But it's actually a please wait to be seated place, and it's got a very Art Nouveau interior.
Mm-hmm. It's really nice inside. It's the kind of place that we would have relegated without previously looking at the menu to something that may not be an everyday kind of place. But once you look at the menu, you realize that the interior should not scare you off.
It's just very tasteful.
Yes. Now, they have a very, very tiny lunch menu, and then they have a huge menu you can get the rest of the time.
Right.
We went for the lunch menu because we're cheap, and there were things we wanted to try on the lunch menu anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And we were going for lunch. And
yeah.
We weren't looking for a giant meal. It's the day after Victoria Day, May 2 or 4 weekend up here, and we're both stuffed full still from barbecuing yesterday. So we're both stuffed full of food. And
a little bit of meat coma going on.
We
so.
Had the great debate today. Where do you want to go? I don't know. Where do you want to go? I don't know. Where do you want to go? Do you want to go someplace just to eat, or do you want to go someplace for the podcast that we wanted to try? Oh, I don't know. What do you have in mind? Well, I'm not really hungry. Well, I kind of am, but I don't want a lot of meat. Well,
yeah.
What do you want to do? Back and forth for about 20 minutes. And then Sheila said, let's go to Asian place. I said, yes. They do have a website. We were able to check the menu out ahead of time.
Sure, those prices look good. Let's go check it out.
Yeah, even the dinner prices aren't bad at all.
Yeah.
The dinner prices, you're looking between 10 and, well, depending what you get, $10
and
$25.
10 and up, yeah. Pretty much.
Because they have some really swanky things, like as if you're going to a hibachi place.
Right.
And then they have some other options that are just like a regular, like, nice Chinese place. So the lunch menu has a whole 7 or 8 items on it, but that's okay. Lunch is 11 to 4,
right.
Monday through Friday, excluding holidays.
I was just pumped that it was until 4,
because
we started looking around 1 o'clock, and I was afraid that we'd have missed any of the specials. But they have chicken or beef teriyaki with rice, sweet and sour chicken with rice, they have a sushi maki set, they have a
mango chicken with rice, pad thai, and a dim sum combo, and a curry mixed vegetable as well.
So that's a pretty good smattering of different Asian regions.
Everything on the menu, on the lunch section, is $5.99, except the pad thai is $6.99. Very reasonable lunch prices, and when you compare it to the rest of the menu, the rest of the menu still looks great. I think the dinner portion of pad thai is $10, which is, I'm afraid to see it, because I saw how big the lunch size was. I was expecting it to be a very modest portion size of the pad thai. I ended up with the pad thai. Sheila went with the sushi maki set.
I couldn't help myself, but I was really trying to decide between that, the teriyaki, and the dim sum.
Well,
I was really torn, to be honest.
Yeah.
I changed my mind about 3 or 4 times before I actually ordered.
The sushi came with tuna, 3 pieces of tuna roll, 3 pieces of salmon roll, 3 pieces of cucumber roll, and 3 pieces of California roll. So go ahead and give us the breakdown of what you had, because I only nibbled the tuna roll, which was tasty.
Yeah, we hadn't had tuna roll in a while, but it was really, really nice. Good texture, good rice consistency. The nori wrappings were a little bit loose, but that's okay. I mean, it all goes down the same way. And for that price, I'm not expecting it to be totally flawless.
Mm-hmm.
Most places usually use kikkoman soy sauce.
Mm-hmm.
And this place actually used, yamasa, I think it was.
I don't remember the name, but you said it was different. It was really good.
It was really caramely for a soy sauce. It was really, really good. And it came with the token blob of wasabi and ginger, and I really liked it. And the other thing I wanted to talk about, too, was the chopsticks.
Yes.
For the tableware.
The table settings of this place are, again, very nice. I would relegate this as a date place.
Yeah.
You can take a date there and not be ashamed of taking them there, but you don't have to worry that
you're going to break your pocketbook.
You're going to run to a very expensive date. Like, if someone's, you know, 16 to their low 20s, it's a good choice if they like Asian food.
The interesting thing was the chopsticks of this place were actually, if I'm correct, of the Korean bent, and they were stainless steel. And stainless steel chopsticks look super cool and, like, ultra-modern, futuristic or something.
Oh, they're sweet.
Incredibly slippery to eat with.
Yes. So they're even more slippery when you're trying to pick up slippery pad thai noodles.
Exactly.
I had to actually give in to my shame and use a fork 3/4 of the way through my meal.
Right. I mean, the last inch of the chopsticks are...
They have grooves on
them. They have grooves on them, yeah. Mm-hmm. Like cylindrical grooves.
And it helps, but it's not the same as the wooden chopsticks. Like the rough wooden chopsticks you get at most places, the disposables.
They help you grip.
Yeah, because they have... they're rough.
Yeah. They're textured. Yes. They're porous. They're not smooth.
I want to say they give you traction, but that's not really the word I'm looking for. So, I don't know, but...
Well, grip.
Grip, yeah. It's a little easier to eat noodles with wooden chopsticks than the stainless ones, but they were still really cool. I've never used them before.
Neither have I, and you don't usually see them around. And most people are like, ooh, what would be really cool would be a set of silver chopsticks. But the only culture, as far as I know, that usually uses metal chopsticks are the Koreans.
I only saw them on for serving in China.
Yeah,
you
nobody really
them
eats
on a
them.
Serving platter if you were going to use those chopsticks to put food on your plate instead of using your chopsticks to grab food.
Mm-hmm.
It's the only time I ever really saw them.
Now, I'm not sure if it has to do with the materials that funerary chopsticks are usually made out of, because there's an inkling in my brain, this may not be correct, that the Japanese use metal chopsticks or silver chopsticks for funerary purposes, which is why they're not used in everyday, but
might
that
be.
Could be completely wrong. I just might be making that up.
Okay. We will do more research and let you know. Because we enjoy going on the podcast and sounding like we don't know what we're talking about at all. And then proving the fact that we didn't know what we were talking about at all later on.
Well, I don't want to say this is what it is.
Yeah.
And then people to go, you know, you're full of crap. Why don't you just stop talking?
Oh, no, that does sound vaguely familiar to me, too. So we'll check it out and see. But anyway, yeah, really nice decor. My pad thai was delicious.
It wasn't tasty, spicy,
which that's something I do...
And there wasn't the Red Rooster sauce on the table either.
No.
Which is kind of wild.
And she's talking about the big bottle of the spicy pepper sauce that you see at a lot of places that you can add to your pad thai. They didn't have that anywhere to add to, for yourself, which was fine.
It usually got a little rooster on it. I wonder if they're like, this is not a place where you prove your manliness by making our food spicy. So spicy that it's almost inedible.
Oh no, it was great though. It was a little tangy, a little bit sweet. It was gorgeous when it came out. It had little shredded bits of purple onion on top. It had a little bit of garnish on it.
They had the
crumbled bits of peanut on the side for you to mix in. But it was a very, very nice presentation for being just pad thai. Most of the time you get pad thai and they just throw it on the plate and they're like, here you go.
And
you have a choice of chicken or vegetable for the lunch special. And I went with the vegetable because I had so much meat yesterday. My colon has run up the white flag and it has surrendered. It's done. It needs a break. So I really enjoyed the vegetable pad thai to the point that I may order that more often when I get pad thai.
Yeah.
It had a good blend of different vegetables in it. You had some snow peas in it, some broccoli, some green beans. There was a good hearty serving of tofu, shredded tofu bits in it. The strips,
the fried strips. Egg that you tried, or that you gave to me, tasted really good. Because, of course, I took bites of it.
It wasn't egg heavy, but it had a good dose of egg in it as well. You don't want too much egg in the pad thai. It'll overpower it, but that was just enough on the balance. The noodles were thick. Not thick. They were wide.
They're ribbon
noodles. Wide, but thin. They were ribbon noodles. Very good. Lots of sprouts in it. It just was very well balanced, very tangy, and there was a lot of it.
Yeah.
That was almost as much as going to the food court mall one, where you get more pad thai than one person should eat. And this was their lunch portion.
Right.
You
so ended I can only imagine what their dinner one was.
Sheila had to dig in and help me finish it off, because it was just a lot of noodle.
And even my sushi had a really nice presentation on it.
It was very pretty. For just being, you know, was it 6 rolls?
Yeah.
No, you had 12 rolls. I mean, you had 12 rolls of sushi, 12 pieces of sushi. It was nicely arranged, looked well constructed.
You got more sushi for a better price than you would even if you went to the supermarket to go pick it up.
Well, from where I was sitting, too, the pieces looked like they had better construction than when we go to an all-you-can-eat place. Because we know the all-you-can-eat sushi is kind of the equivalent of going to maybe, not quite McDonald's.
Like a Subway.
Going to Subway or Quiznos or something for sushi. And this place is definitely a step up on their presentation with that. I am really excited for to go back to this place. I want to try their dim sum.
Yes, I definitely want to try their dim sum.
Their appetizer section on the menu. Oh, and the best part about this is they do takeout.
Yeah.
So if you're in the Durham region and you're passing through our stretch of Taunton, I would recommend, even if you just want to take something home. We saw several people come in and get takeout on their way home.
Yeah, it looked like they were picking it up for the office or they were picking it up for themselves.
Mm-hmm. A huge 49 pieces or 49 items on the appetizer menu. That's just ridiculous. And it's not just egg rolls and things. They have a little bit of everything on there. And it runs the gamut of price from $3 to $12. You can get beef tartare.
Wow.
Yeah.
I didn't even know that.
Yeah, there's beef tartare on there. Beef tataki. Beef tartare with house spicy sauce on it. And that's $12.
That sounds good. I'd totally try that.
There is almost nothing on the appetizer menu that I wouldn't want to give a shot. They have, I think I counted nine dim sum items, which is pretty respectable.
Yeah.
And I would imagine if the quality holds with what we had today, the dim sum's probably pretty good. It comes in varying servings between 4 to 2 pieces, but they have har gow, shumai, fungu, which is steamed pork and vegetable dumplings. They have mini sticky rice. Sticky rice with chicken wrapped in lotus leaf, and that's a 2-piece order.
That sounds good.
I'd really like to give that a shot there. They have barbecue pork buns, chicken shumai, bok choy gao. That one says steamed spinach and shrimp dumplings. I'd give that a try.
That sounds like the har gow.
Yes, almost.
To be honest.
But the har gow is just steamed shrimp, and that's nothing else in the dumpling.
That's true.
This one actually has other stuff in it, and there's a couple other pieces that are steamed dumplings as well. And they do a platter of dim sum. It's 16 pieces. It's $21. It comes with har gow, chicken shumai, barbecue pork bun, sticky rice, shrimp, the spinach shrimp dumpling, the fungu, the vegetable dumpling, and vegetable shrimp spring rolls.
So we could totally split that for
dinner. That's a dinner for two people. Maybe get some edamame on the side or something.
Yeah.
It's completely reasonable. And this place is small when you go in. Mm-hmm. They do take reservations. If you're planning to go there for an evening and it's going to be a busy day or it's a date night or something special you want to make sure you get in, you may want to call ahead of time and make reservations. They have that thing that lets you serve alcohol here.
Oh, they have a full LLBO license.
Yes, they do. They had an impressive little wine selection that they offer.
I didn't get a chance to check out the... I did see that they had sake.
Mm-hmm.
They also have a full wine list, and they also allow you to bring your own wine for a $20 corking fee if there's something special that you wanted to bring from home.
Mm-hmm. But if you're really into wine, that may be worth your while.
Yeah.
You never know.
If you have something perfect that you wanted to pair with something that they have, go for it.
I mean, the cheap person inside of me would say, let's just take it home and get takeout. But really, if you're going out and want to impress somebody, that may be an option you want to do.
Right.
But for such a tiny place, I mean, it didn't look like they could seat more than 20 in there.
Right.
They have an impressive menu, really good food. They're giving it their all.
Oh, they do free delivery, too.
Within 4 kilometers.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
We're within 4 kilometers.
Mm, but they also do the same discount that Sushi Mountain does.
10% off if you pay in cash.
If you pick it up, 10% off cash only, which is a great deal as well.
Yeah. And then we had dessert.
Oh, my God. We were really impressed with the place anyway. We enjoyed it. We said, you know, we're going to do an episode on it. This is kind of neat. We definitely want to come back and just plow our way through the menu. I've never seen so much soft shell crab on a menu before.
Either. I know. It's like everywhere. Soft shell crab crazy.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and they do the teppan style stuff like you get at a hibachi place.
Mm.
They do the dishes there, but they don't have the crazy show.
The presentation,
which
right.
is nice because after you've seen it once, it's just getting in the way of you getting your food in a timely fashion in my mind. So it's great for kids. It's great for people who've never seen it after one time. I don't care. Give me my steak and my shrimp and whatever. So anyway. But dessert.
This is actually probably the best dessert I have ever had at an Asian place.
Yes.
I'm willing to say that.
I'm hands down, I'm with you on it. And they don't have it on the takeout menu.
That's okay. It was the mochi ball green tea ice cream. Green tea ice cream mochi ball. Yes. And a mochi ball, for those that don't know, it's kind of like a gelatinous rice dumpling that they usually fill with something sweet, like usually red bean paste or lotus paste.
Usually they're steamed or boiled.
Yeah, something like that.
I've eaten my weight them, I think.
It's kind of like a mooncake, but with a really thin, delicate, almost gelatinous casing instead of a really thick, flaky, slightly oily casing.
Well, I've had those balls too, where they have a thicker casing to them, and they're very
chewy.
Chewy.
Yeah.
What's the other word? Glutinous.
Glutinous.
They're very glutinous. Now, this one had a very thin wrapping to it.
Mm-hmm.
It was still chewy, though. You had the texture, you had the taste.
Yeah.
And it was
it
wrapped
almost
around.
Feels like marshmallow, to be honest, because it's sweet.
Kind
I know
of.
That you're like, no, it's not, because
no.
I hate marshmallow, and I like this.
But marshmallow, when you chew it, it starts to fall apart very easily. This, when you chew it, it's chewy, but it doesn't give you that kind of...
It stays intact.
It doesn't separate as easily, correct?
And it doesn't melt.
Exactly. It was great.
It was really good.
Really good green tea ice cream. You could taste the green tea throughout it without it being overpowering. It still had a hint of sweetness to it. It was frozen solid. It wasn't melting on the plate. It wasn't coming apart. It was a soft serve. And
yeah.
The wrapping went with it so well. It sounds like such a silly thing.
But it shined.
Yes. And it came with a little blob of whipped cream in the middle with...
like a squiggle of chocolate syrup and a squiggle of strawberry syrup.
Again, they had presentation, which is something that doesn't normally go for any kind of brownie points for us.
Right.
But this time, it was just neat. I was impressed. It was... $3 or $4, I think, for the two little mochi cakes.
Right. And for the two of us to eat lunch and get dessert, you said it was around 25
with tip? With tip, it was around 25, 26.
And we each got a pop.
Which wasn't bad at all. You can easily eat under $20 there for two people if you could eat off the lunch menu.
Right.
You could probably eat under $30 with two people off the dinner menu if you don't go too crazy.
So what do they have for payment options? They definitely take Interact,
they
cash,
take everything. Cash, credit, card, and card.
Portion sizes for lunch? I guess it depends on what you want.
It depends on what you order.
Because that pad thai, I would totally say, would be a 3 or a 4.
I would give the pad thai a 4 for portion size.
And then the sushi, I'd say, was probably a 2 or a 3. Like, I'd want to have a little bit of an appetizer with it.
The
luckily,
sushi,
I was able to eat some Tracy's pad thai, so that was fine.
The sushi, I would say, is a 2, just because it's only 12 pieces, and they're small rolls. They're not specialty rolls that are usually bigger, and we've gotten used to eating a lot of sushi. But I think if there were a couple pieces of nigiri on the tray, it would easily bump up to a 3 or a 4.
Yeah,
and definitely. You could even order on the side. They have a nigiri a la carte menu as well. And they have a full roll menu. They do hand rolls. Oh, there's something else I want to talk about. The rolls, too. So you can even just get a couple of pieces of tuna nigiri or tamago, which we didn't try. This is the first place we failed to try the tamago in the first go-round.
I should have gotten some tamago.
Yeah, we didn't. That was our
mistake.
But we just have to go back now. Darn it. They offer, and we've never seen this before, a substitution for the seaweed wrapper. They have a soybean wrap that we saw them on the menu. We didn't order it. I think the next time we go, I want to get a roll and substitute the soybean wrapper and see what it tastes like.
Just to check it out.
It's pretty.
Yeah, they come in different colors.
It looks really cool. And we were both wondering, because the seaweed, you can kind of taste it. If you get a hand roll, you can definitely taste it on the roll. But you also, it brings a different texture to it because of the crinkly and the crunchy and everything.
Yeah.
So when you take that away from the equation, what's it going to do to roll? Are you going to be able to taste the roll better? Are you going to get a different texture out of what's inside?
Maybe.
So it opens up a whole other door to sushi that we're really curious to try, too. It is a little bit more to get the soybean wrapper. It's anywhere from $1.25 to $1.50 charge to substitute it. I'd be willing to try it. I know some people are very much turned off by the seaweed wrapper, but they like the rest of it. That may be a good option for them. They even offered to substitute brown rice.
Yeah.
If you're being, say, body for life conscious,
right. You
would have to go with the brown rice anyway. You could give this a shot, too. So it's a whole lot in a tiny little package of a restaurant.
Yeah, I can't believe the amount of stuff that they offer the size of the place.
Mm-hmm. 2 hearty thumbs up, decent prices, great selection, gorgeous inside for the area it is where it is. Mm. It's on a strip with a bunch of, big box stores.
Yeah.
You don't expect to see something
a place
small.
Too, we always talk about this where even if you have friends that aren't into sushi, you could take them here and they could find something that they would like because they have noodle bowls, they have Western style Chinese food.
The Vietnamese soup bowls. They have a bunch of pho bowls.
Yeah.
They have all kinds of stuff. Somebody will find something that they would like here.
Right. So if you want Chinese or Japanese or Korean food, and maybe the person that you're with or your friends can't decide, this is a good place to go because they have a little bit of everything.
They have a freaking rack of lamb with pad thai for a exclusive, one of their special combo meals. Come on now. They also have, this is so cool, house special fried rice.
And, oh yeah, that looks good.
Oh, I want to order that so bad. And it looks... if the pictures are any indication of the portion, that's order it and take it home and split it because it's huge.
Yeah.
But it has everything in it. Soft shell crab, scallop, surimi clad, shrimp, onion, green onion, red and green peppers with flying fish eggs in the middle. It just looks nomalicious. So, very excited.
I don't really have anything else to say.
I think I've just about exhausted. It's the first time in a while that we've done an episode just about one place, really.
Yeah.
Refreshing to go back to our roots.
So Asian, 2 big thumbs up.
2 giant thumbs up for Asian with a Z.
All right.
And this is Tracy.
And this is Sheila. And we are Spy Fat Chicks. Thanks for listening.
We hope you enjoyed this Five Fat Chicks podcast. Please add us as a friend on MySpace and or Facebook. You can also follow us on Twitter. Please email your comments, questions, or suggestions to zweifatchicks@gmail.com. That's zweifatchicks@gmail.com. Our theme music is Hot Swing by Kevin MacLeod. Our podcasts, like Mr. MacLeod's music, are protected under a Creative Commons attribute copyright. You can make copies of our shows and share them with friends, but please make sure that credit is given. Once again, thank you for tuning in, and we hope you have a great day.